Senator Mark Schessler of Ritzville joining us now. Senator, first of all, thank you very much for taking a few minutes. I know that you're in the middle of voting, and we were just bringing up the passage of the concurrent resolution regarding Governor Inslee's powers during a state of emergency.
Well, yes, we were. And while most of them are non-controversial, the Senate Republicans offered an amendment to link it to moving the state to phase two. And this resolution gave the governor's proclamations all carte blanche authority for perpetuity. So after waiting over 9 months to get into session, the majority's first act was to capitulate to the governor on all of the proclamations in perpetuity, which just seems contrary to helping the many struggling businesses and their employees in eastern Washington.
Senator Schessler, it sounds like that your fellow senators just decided they don't want to be a co-equal branch of government anymore.
Well, either that or they've decided they want sole person government, which we know what that is, from Italy in the 40s.
Yeah, there's been a few examples of that. I think they have that going on in Cuba right now, too, if I remember correctly. So where does this put the legislature, Senator? I mean, this is a statement basically telling the people in the state of Washington that Democrats in the legislature are okay with Governor Inslee doing whatever he wants to do, as long as these emergency powers do not have a time frame on the end of them. And I do hope that bill winds up making it out of committee, gets a vote, and that there are Democrats that think that this has gone on too long, but I don't know.
Well, this is a little bit like the old Charlie Brown and Lucy cartoon of holding the football for Charlie Brown to kick it. Come on, Charlie Brown, we're going to give this a hearing next week, and we're going to think about it. It's incredibly frustrating. I think the speech by Senator Dozier was heartfelt over his own family's tragedies in this business. And being at meetings in the Tri-Cities and hearing from employees who just want to work, they don't want a handout, businesses who don't want a loan, they want to open. And to watch big business get a pass just doesn't seem right after 9.5 months.
You know, it's interesting, Senator, because the wind around here was pretty brutal today. I saw a number of pictures of restaurants who have been trying to make do with outdoor tenting and outdoor constructs posting pictures of the damage the wind did to their ability to conduct business. And apparently that's okay with the governor, and that's okay with Democrat lawmakers, because there are more businesses now that are closing. I think the total is now over 3,000 or 3,100 in the state of Washington that will not be reopening now because of COVID-19. And it still doesn't seem that there's any kind of impression upon the governor or Democrats to solve this problem.
No, for the past 3 days, I've been in Olympia representing my district. And the first 2 days in Olympia, I can't even think of going to a restaurant and dining outdoors with record rainfall and wind, that it just wasn't going to happen. But the only thing that's almost as sad is looking out at hundreds of security people with nobody to protect us from. It's absolutely like a ghost town here with the fences, with the security, except for the Senate office building, because we don't fear the people, and there's no fence around our building.
And, Senator, it's an interesting situation, because the governor said he would activate up to 750 National Guardsmen, Washington State Patrol, additional security. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I understand wanting to prevent and have a secure environment, but isn't it the people's house and the people's chamber? And shouldn't the people have access to watch their legislature in action, as long as it's done safely and securely and following protocols?
Well, I absolutely believe that we should be able to operate the same as Costco or Walmart or Home Depot, the big businesses who have had a pass. if you can go to Home Depot, you can go to Walmart, we should be able to operate under similar protocols just as safely.
I was also intrigued by those numbers of security because I thought it was awfully interesting that there were zero National Guardsmen called out to Capitol Hill over the summer.
Well, I think it was interesting that Seattle and Tacoma rejected help. That Friday, last week, when there really was a potential problem, the governor had only one state trooper working there. And when the people broke into the governor's yard, which is wrong, I don't condone it for a second, they made their point and they left peacefully with one state trooper. One state trooper heard these people out who were not in the right, and they peacefully left. But yet we had 700 guardsmen, troopers, 8-foot fences for a few dozen people who were, by and large, pretty well behaved. Of course they screamed. They're unhappy. But there was no threat to the Capitol that day.
We're speaking with Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th Legislative District here on the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 at KONA. Senator Schessler, we know that there are a number of bills that are going to come forward dealing with increased taxes. We know capital gains is on the governor's wish list. What do you think? We asked this question of Representative J.T. Wilcox yesterday. We'll ask you the same question. What do you think the likelihood of these bills focusing on increased taxation, what do you think the likelihood of them passing and making it to the governor's desk are, particularly the capital gains, which we know is something that would need a constitutional amendment because, let's face it, calling it an excise tax doesn't make it an excise tax.
Sure. I would give better than 50-50 odds it passes and then goes through the legal system, probably an initiative or referendum battle. And with this insatiable appetite for money, some other form of taxes that can be implemented quicker and easier will come forward to be a bridge to what they hope is an income tax.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Senator, but one of the things that I believe that I heard regarding the capital gains is that it's got an emergency clause in it that would prevent the people from weighing in and trying to overturn that. Is that correct?
Well, an emergency clause prohibits a referendum, which is the lowest bar, but you can still run an initiative, which obviously takes more signatures. But I think anything that smells like an income tax will easily get the signatures.
Now, one of the other bills that is interesting to me, and I'd like to get your thoughts on it as well, and we're talking with Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th Legislative District here on the Bottom Line, and that is Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler's bill that would remove the use of credit scores for insurance premiums and the impact that could have on responsible individuals in the state could be significant. Do you see this bill passing without a problem? And what do you see, if it does, the potential repercussions on small business insurance, auto insurance, even in your situation, farm insurance?
Well, I think it's got it's likely to pass the House. Rockier road in the Senate, which is always a little more deliberative body. And first of all, it would create a cost shift. The database that actuaries use in insurance don't know the color of your skin. They do know that statistically, people with certain behaviors either don't pay their premiums or are more prone to have accidents. Back when I was 15 years old taking driver's ed, the instructor said insurance companies love computers because they do the math. 17-year-old boy, high horsepower, speeding tickets, risk, higher rates. And everything is data-driven, and the data cannot nor should it use race. It simply looks at those facts, and if those people are less likely to pay and more likely to have claims, you pay a higher insurance premium. And I think you would agree that if your son or daughter is an honor student, has no tickets, and you have no tickets, you're going to pay better rates. If your kids have tickets and you have a DUI and you're late paying your bills, heck yes, you're going to pay more. But it's all data-driven. Race cannot nor should it ever be a factor. It's pure data, and if you make an exception, you will see a shift in the rates.
Senator Mark Schessler, the 9th Legislative District, joining us here on the Bottom Line News Radio 610 KONA. Senator, what's on the agenda for the rest of the week, and when do things really start getting, for lack of a better term, spicy in the Senate?
Well, I think we'll see the real action heating up next week. We'll have our first executive session in the Labor and Commerce Committee. The big thing is the governor's unemployment insurance bill. He has the right intentions, but he still raises premiums and extends the pain farther out, which clearly has concerns in the employer community. To get around that, Senator King from Yakima and I have both introduced separate measures to add some cost control measures. Mine is a freeze on the average salary that we pay benefits and taxes on. During the recession, people in the lower wage brackets tended to get laid off more, obviously in the service industry, or hospitality, whereas high-end wage earners didn't see a lot of layoffs. So when the data came back, we got to raise the average salary, which was wrong. If we freeze that, we can actually hold those premiums down. Senator King takes some other cost containment measures. We will use those as amendments to try and hold the cost down, because we're looking at perhaps a $1 billion increase because of the governor's bill being flawed.
Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th Legislative District, appreciate your time this afternoon, sir. Thank you for joining us right after the vote. We know you've got a lot in front of you, so we do very much appreciate you taking the time to join us today. And we look forward to speaking to you again later on in the session.
Well, thank you, and great to be back with both of you and your listeners.
Senator Mark Schessler, always appreciate his time. Representing the 9th Legislative District for a long time.